This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, I think you guys have noticed that I don't usually brag about my kids too much. I mean, I'll talk about my little baby tushies, little cupcake tushies. But, I mean, do I really brag about their accomplishments? You know, trying to call the dog Velociraptor, trying to make hot cocoa by sticking the metal packet into the microwave. I don't get me wrong. I mean, my kids are really smart. It's just, they really haven't done a lot of things that I thought I should burden you guys with on air, you know, and saying, oh, yay, you know, the host talking about her kids. But I got to stop you guys for a second. You got to listen to this because I am so flippant. This is some cool stuff. So my baby's Tony Boo and three other students at the UNLV College of Engineering has created something that can actually save lives and protect people against car fires. I mean, this blows my mind. And the reason why I haven't discussed it earlier with you guys is because I can't even understand it. I mean, it's a foam car fire suppression system, which means the second a car battery or a fire may ignite, a foam gets released to extinguish it. It is so, so cool. And these kids, they did their research. They spoke to a bunch of firemen. Trust me, I would have gone. I was like, oh my gosh, firemen. And I'm like, no, they wouldn't let me go. You know, because I, no distractions. But they consulted firemen, they consulted multiple companies, and they've devised something that has not been done. And the reason why they did this, not because they were bored, but it's because, you know, to graduate from the College of Engineering at UNLV, you do a senior project. And the senior design project could be anything you like, but it has to obviously encompass, you know, some of the things you learned. And UNLV is, I think, one of the best engineering programs. I am just amazed at what they teach these kids. And, I mean, my son was better in math than I was, and I took almost every math class you could, past Calculus 3, biostats, analytics. I mean, the school has really been, you know, one of the forefront of STEM. And so when these kids come up with a senior design project that can actually save lives, it just blows my mind. It's amazing. So, and back in 2018, there were 212,500 vehicle fires, 560 people died, 1,500 civilian injuries, $1.9 billion in direct property damage, and that was that year. In 2020, there were 630 people who died in a car fire, 1,600 civilian injuries, $21.9 billion in property damage. And so kudos to Amir Bulacaras, Arnulfo Flores, Travion Jobert, and Stony Wax Stone. And because they created this foam system that includes these gaseous and liquid methodologies that were done separately but never combined. And it's not supposed to be very expensive for these cars or units. I think they could get the average price is like $600, between $520 and $720. So these guys worked to do this that could scale any car, vehicle shape, size. And it's supposed to deploy. It's got sensors. This is, to me, it's fantastic. And I've talked to you guys about car fires. You can get car fires from fuel system leaks, electrical system failures, spilled fluids, design flaws. So many things could contribute to it. But we are studying what about hybrid and electric car fires. You know, remember the Henry Ruggs accident that happened last year where young woman and her dog, sadly, were consumed. Tina Tintor was in her RAV4. I'm not sure if it was a hybrid. I don't know if they published that. But sadly, her car, you know, in the accident, came up in flames, whether it was battery caused or not. But it was a horrible accident, and witnesses said they could hear her screaming that she was, you know, burning, and she died, her dog died. And so these car fires are something that, like I said, they cause hundreds of deaths a year, thousands of injuries. Something needs to be done. And so, you know, if you guys want to give kudos, and I usually don't brag about my son Stone and his friends and all that, but I got to tell you, these guys busted their butts and they came up with something that I really foresee can save lives, injuries, money, and I'm so happy. So, I said, ah, look, baby, hey, look how cute she is. It's so good. Mommy proud. So, I wrote about this. There's a small article. Like I said, I rarely write about my kids. Small article on my Facebook, Twitter, on my website as well. And there's also a link. There's a contest. You know, so take a look at all the projects. See if you like the projects. But if you really like this car fire suppression system, vote for it. Because they're having this little competition on, you know, what I guess the school is looking at what people think is some of the coolest. And so, you know, I think that. You know, when it comes to our cars, there are the, you know, concerns about batteries, electric, you know, Volt batteries. They were looking at the Chevy Volt. There's been multiple accidents that have sadly triggered car fires. Right now, though, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration still feels the majority of them happen in fuel. All right? We haven't necessarily found there's a link between electric cars and having more fires than fuel. But we also haven't had that many on the road. And so relatively, we still need a bigger data set. And in fact, researchers are saying, look, if you have had a car that goes on fire, or you know, please, when you report it, let us know if it's hybrid, electric, or fuel. Electric vehicle fires can occur if the vehicle's stationary, extreme high temperatures, internal cell failure, if it overcharges, traffic crash, of course. They're difficult to extinguish. So these electrical fires take longer to extinguish, too. So if we could suppress it, and this foam is very easy, very light, I think it's the coolest thing. So go to my website at drdiane.com, Twitter, Facebook, really cool stuff. Seeing Gen Z, you know, represent like this, fantastic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So obviously people want answers, especially the Supreme Court, on how a brief that was in its first draft would be leaked, undermining the integrity of the judicial branch, and now obviously causing a huge firestorm. People have been suspecting that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. A lot of people don't understand what that would mean, what that entails. Abortion by no means would be illegal, but it gives the states the right to determine if they could perform abortions or not. Hence, if Roe v. Wade allows the government to supersede, right now the authorities saying it's legal, but states are already making rules on, well, look, but no third-term abortions, or can't do it after 6 weeks. And so a lot of drama. As I said, 2022 is not going to be without its drama. But a draft of a ruling on Dobbs versus, actually, let me get this, the exact one for you guys. Sorry about that. This was a case that the Supreme Court was looking at. Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization was bringing up abortion back to the Supreme Court. And the reason why is, in Mississippi, I believe they made a law that abortions in the second trimester after 15 weeks would be unconstitutional. And so it's a draft opinion, it was published by Politico, not necessarily the final say of the Supreme Court, basically discussed how it's the state's rights. The Constitution does not prohibit the states from deciding if a person could have an abortion or not. And so in that, and I know this kind of seems like a double negative, because people think Roe v. Wade means nobody could get an abortion across the whole entire country. Or with Roe v. Wade, everybody could get abortions whenever they want. That's not what it does. Roe v. Wade basically asked the federal government to, in a way, supersede if a state prevented somebody from wanting to terminate the pregnancy. An overturn of that would give it back to the states. So Justice Alito in this draft, and again, it's a first draft. I don't even think there's the other arguments yet, you know, from the dissenting judges. But in the first draft said, we end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey is a case where it was Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania versus Casey. Excuse me. Arrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. The judgment of the Fifth Circuit is reversed, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. So I think President Biden had spoken about how this now affects gay marriage. I'm a little confused. You guys might know more than I do. But how I read it is, number one, is this isn't final. The final ruling was supposed to come in June, but it sounds like they're going to now have to accelerate it because somebody leaked it, you know, to the media. There's obviously now this fallout. But what I understand is abortion has again been ruled not something that is unconstitutional, that there are rights. It's just the government, federal government, can't go in and take that right away or allow that right. It's up to the state. Yeah, us doctors are torn. You know, people ask, you know, where do doctors feel on this? And you know, I told you guys, it's very difficult for me as a physician who delivered babies to not think of the fetus as a life. I mean, when you see that heartbeat, it's amazing the feeling you get. Now, that's not saying I need to impose my beliefs on somebody else. But, you know, when people ask, you know, what do doctors think? I can't speak for all doctors. And you know, the debate, the abortion issue is a very controversial one. But, you know, for me personally, you know, I can't not see a fetal heartbeat and not think that that's life. And in medicine, you want to protect the mom and you want to protect the fetus. And you protect the fetus because it's a life. And you recognize that you have two patients when you take care of a pregnant woman. And so it's very hard to then not think of it as an entity and a living entity. You know, but then the questions come out as to, okay, well, who pays for these abortions? Who tells a woman, you know, who doesn't want her pregnancy that she has to keep it and go through the whole 9 months? I mean, I get that it is not an easy topic. You know, I wish there weren't hundreds of thousands of done each year. I wish it was, you know, a few people, you know, rarely, you know, have an issue. They don't get access to birth control, so now they have to talk to their doctor. They and their doctor come up with a decision that they think is the safest for them, and then they go with that decision privately. But instead, it's very public. And that's another thing that I found very odd. So if somebody, let's say, is considering abortion, and they go to Planned Parenthood or they go to a clinic, it's out there in the open. When a person goes in and talks to their doctor, And they and their doctor have this discussion. The doctor goes, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give you these medications, or we'll go ahead and perform, you know, the surgical procedure. There's that privacy. And even though Planned Parenthood, you know, does offer patient privacy, I mean, there's these stigmas attached to these clinics. And most cities and municipalities know where the abortion clinics are. And, you know, these are... Like, you know, if you go to a plastic surgery office, you don't really know exactly what's going to be. Maybe someone's going to a plastic surgery office to, you know, revise a mole. Or maybe it doesn't mean they're getting a nose job. It doesn't mean they're getting a breast lift. There's still some privacy. But when it comes to abortion clinics, there aren't. And, you know, I wonder if it should be something more between, you know, rather than state legislators making decisions where in every state, if you have a patient that is concerned about the risks of an unwanted pregnancy. We're not talking about rape and incest, because those are usually in all laws protected in terms of being able to have an abortion. But for those who, you know, have an unwanted pregnancy, what are their options? What, you know, and have that counseling, have that discussion, you know, have that time where, you know, this is, you know, is this something you want to do? You know, do you think you'll ever change your mind and want the baby? Is this a decision that you want? And is this something that, you know, when it needs to take place, you know, when, like, if it's a second trimester, at one point, is it, you know, unsafe for somebody? Third trimester abortion? But, you know, these are things that really need to, these are very personal decisions. But because there's so many, we're talking hundreds of thousands each year, we in medicine require all these clinics and all this outside help. And, you know, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you have to kind of wonder why we in 2022 are in this position where we have so many women not being able to, you know, prevent against unwanted pregnancies. The Affordable Care Act offers free birth control. We're supposed to, you know, allow people to have that access. We're supposed to give people that access, condoms, and we still have so many being done, but now it's a mess. We have, you know, Roe v. Wade possibly overturned, you know, states deciding, you know, if they want abortion or not, taxpayers going, why am I putting money to this, or we need to put more money to this, and it's just a mess, what's even more of a mess is how something could be happening within our... I thought leaks from the White House were ridiculous, leaks from any executive branch. We want to know if there's things that are being done illegally, and I'm sure people found this fascinating. I think we all found it fascinating that there was a draft opinion that looked at possibly overturning Roe v. Wade. But, you know, what's going on? You know, court employees... You know, in fact, Chief Justice Roberts said that, you know, they have permanent employees and law clerks. They're loyal to the institution, dedicated to the rule of law. Court employees have an exemplary and important tradition of respecting the confidentiality of the judicial process and upholding the trust of the court. This was a singular and egregious breach of that trust that is an affront to the court and the community of public servants who work here. I have directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the source of the leak. He said the document was authentic, but it doesn't represent the final decision of any members of the court. I mean, there could be death threats. So it's a very dangerous time. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court confirmed that the Roe v. Wade draft ruling is authentic and ordered an investigation into how it was leaked. The opinion shows the justices are considering overturning Roe v. Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court case that legalized abortion nationwide. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz explains to Fox Business that the opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito might not be the final opinion.
The justice who is assigned the majority opinion in this case, it appears to be Justice Alito. The justices will have voted at conference, and that justice will circulate a draft opinion to all nine justices. What happens in the days and weeks and months after that is there are hundreds and sometimes thousands of edits.
AAA reporting the national average price for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.20 a gallon. USA Radio News. A warrant has been issued for Corrections Officer Vicky White, who went missing along with inmate Casey White from the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Alabama on Friday. Police say the two are not related to each other. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it was orchestrated.
She left the detention center at 9:41 a.m. We were alerted at 3:30 p.m.
Singleton says that Vicky White never returned to the jail after leaving with the inmate for a mental health evaluation. He notes that in transporting the inmate alone, she violated their usual procedure. The U.S. Marshals Service says the two are possibly armed and that the inmate is a serious threat. Voters in Indiana and Ohio are heading to the polls today. Voters in Ohio will get to choose their party's nomination for senator, governor, and lieutenant governor. In Indiana, 9 Republicans and 3 Democrats are vying for the only open congressional seat. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you feel like you're not the same since you had COVID, especially for those of you who are hospitalized. But you're not alone. Scientists have confirmed, this was not in your head, that COVID possibly is aging our brains by at least 20 years, shaving off 10 IQ points. I've never taken an IQ test. I don't know how people think I have a high IQ because I got really good grades in school. I just knew how to study and memorize. That doesn't necessarily mean I got a good IQ. And for those of you who've listened to my show, you're probably like, yeah, I don't think I would have even passed an IQ test. But I memorize things, and I learn things, and I read things, and I convey what I've learned, you know. But can I really cognitively deduce and do the mental gymnastics needed to understand all that? Maybe, maybe not. But then after I had COVID, mild COVID, my mind is different. Yeah. I mean, I still have my instincts. And I still can, you know, read BS. And I can still pick things up. But in terms of remembering things, it's different. And I wasn't even hospitalized. Imagine being hospitalized for COVID. So Cambridge University looked at what happens with when it comes to the age. And they've dozens of studies. This follows dozens of studies that have found that COVID damages brain function. Scientists claim, though, this is the first of its kind to actually assess the impact. So they tested the cognitive skills of 46 patients with an average age of 51 who were hospitalized with the virus back in 2020. A third of them did require ventilators. They underwent a range of memory, attention, reasoning tests 6 months after their illness. These test results were then compared against the scores done by 66,000 members of the general public. 460, according to Daily Mail, were selected for direct comparison based on patient demographics. So, you know, since the study wasn't done, you know, before they had COVID, you know, it's hard to come up with a control. So they looked at what should the minds be of people of that age. Results show that COVID survivors were, on average, less accurate, had slower response times than the general public. COVID survivors scored particularly poorly on tasks in which they had to find appropriate words for a problem, called verbal analogies, in the test. The authors state this was a commonly reported problem among those experiencing brain fog after recovering COVID, which is very cool. If they could figure out where people are lacking, then they could figure out the part of the brain that has this either chronic inflammation or possibly virus living in it. They don't believe the virus stays alive. They just believe there's chronic inflammation. But what is feeding that inflammation? Is it a permanent damage that causes your inflammatory cells to always have to hover? Or is it that there is active virus? So we're still trying to figure that out. But they don't believe active virus is living when you're... when you sustain brain fog. I'm mixed on that. They say the results also showed patients who needed mechanical ventilation or were intubated scored the worst in the tests. That indicated severity of illness is a driving factor in the cognitive decline involved in long COVID. So the study, which was, it involved researchers from Imperial College London, said the cognitive impairment in COVID survivors was similar to that seen normally as people age from 50 to 70. While the patients had shown some gradual improvement 10 months after the illness, the authors believe some might never fully recover. They also warn that millions who suffered a milder version of COVID could also be impacted, but to a lesser extent. And like I say, I bring this up not because I want to depress you guys, but if for those of you going, I'm not the same. I believe you. And most doctors should believe you. And I'm frustrated because COVID isn't going away. I'm not saying we mandate the vaccines. No mandates. I'm not saying we mandate masks. But I think people do need an awareness that once you get this virus, there's that possibility that some of the damaging effects could stay for life. What are some of long COVID symptoms? Well, extreme tiredness, shortest breath, chest pain, memory issues, difficulty sleeping, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, heart palpitations, dizziness, neuropathy. Remember I told you about that restless anal syndrome where somebody was having severe anal itch, an older gentleman, after he had his severe COVID. He survived. He was home, but his tushy kept itching. Rectum kept itching. Joint pain, depression, anxiety, feeling sick, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, loss of appetite. I have not elicited any loss of appetite after my Omicron stent. Fevers. You can still get fevers. Cough, headache, sore throat, issues with your smell, taste, rashes. There's tons. Erectile dysfunction, fertility. So COVID can really wreak havoc on our bodies, even mildly. So some patients, as I said, might gradually improve. Others may not. They also warn that millions who suffered a milder version could be impacted. And neuroscientist Professor David Menon, study author, said while some of the patients had shown improvement over time, it was slow, and some might never recover their cognitive abilities. So how many people went through intensive care? Well, it's hard to say. I believe at least in the hundreds of the millions. In UK, I think they had at least 40,000. But we had multiple people in intensive care. Remember, the numbers are a little blurred because if people had cardiac issues, if they had respiratory issues, you know, and they needed to be intubated, and they also tested positive for COVID, those numbers would be mixed. You know, as of now, America had at least 83 million cases, and there's 334 million people in the United States. I find that fascinating that only 83 million tested positive. I think most of us got it in some form or another, but because we're not actively testing antibodies, we don't know. I really think that's a gross underestimation. In terms of total deaths, 1,021,000 deaths, that could be an overestimation if the numbers weren't separated out in terms of, well, somebody had a heart attack and they just, you know, coincidentally tested positive. Some people think that number that we lost more than a million because there were people that had an induced heart attack that nobody, you know, thought to see if COVID was the culprit. So I'm mixed on that. But cases are starting to rise now with the baby Omicron. The stealth, according to New York City, their level has been upgraded to medium, the second lowest out of four levels, because they have had another, I guess, 209 new cases per 100,000 people in the city over the last 7 days. And these are getting documented. These are COVID tests being documented, not the home ones, not people going, I feel it, it's got to be COVID. So, again, that number is an underestimation. The percentage of inpatient beds is a more accurate look. Has been increasing, about 2.89%. New hospital admissions, about 6.7%. And we look to New York because New York is one of the most populous, especially New York City, one of the most populous cities in the United States. You know, if they're starting to grapple with things, I guess they'll sound the alarm a lot of times before the rest of the country. But I'm seeing rates already rise around the United States. I'm not seeing a lot of hospitalizations. I'm seeing some pretty resistant fevers for some of this, where many of you think, all right, I got influenza. And I'm like, well, you know what? We're already in May. I don't know how much of that is influenza. So if your fever is around 101, 102, whereas we used to think COVID just usually hovers around 99 to 100, a higher fever might come with this COVID. So I'm also noticing that the home test will be more accurate if you have a fever. For those that don't have a fever, I had one patient where after 4 negative home tests, at the 7-day mark, he finally showed up positive for COVID. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a company has created a very advanced 3D version of a woman's or a female anatomy. And they've done this. No, don't think about it. Although, yeah, robots, sex robots are a huge industry. We'll talk about that because that's something that's been advancing also, especially with AI. But this is for students to learn how to examine a female and the parts and the intricacies, and obviously to examine and understand and learn a female. It's going to take a lot more than 4 years of medical school, let me tell you that. And it's fascinating what we have now to teach students. I'm a little old school. Because I didn't have computers, I had to learn the old-fashioned way, and I felt my education was fantastic. So there's a lot of debate with us in medicine on what is the best way for a student to learn. Now, many women out there are like, I don't want a student, you know, trying to learn a pap smear on me. I want to get through the pap smear as quickly as possible. Well, you know, as patient choice, and understandably so, has, you know, challenged students from being able to practice and be able to have that opportunity to learn. Many students go through school never doing a pelvic exam on a patient. I mean, they might use a model, things like that in school. How it used to work in school, fascinatingly, is they would bring in people, like when I learned, they had like prostitutes that were paid to allow us to do an exam. They consented. We were very gentle. And they were really, really cool. And I was like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, tell me about your job. How much money do you make? I just fascinated, you know, because, you know, a lot of them make way more money than, you know, you would think. So I was really, they're like, stop talking. Just, you know, do the exam. And I don't like to just do the exam in quiet. You know, I like to talk. You know, so, you know, gosh, you know, did you see what the Cowboys did? Did you see, you know? So I like to talk while I'm doing the exam because it's just because it's awkward when you're a student. You know, now it's like, all right, I'm examining you. I'm getting this done. Best tap in the West. See? I'm good. But when you're a student, you're like, okay, I got to do something with the silence, you know. And so there were, these were people who were paid to do it, and I believe ours was in the prostitution line of work. And she said, doesn't hurt, you guys did great, and that was really good. Even if she was kind of, you know, just saying that to make us feel better that it didn't hurt, it helped. So we were able to practice, but it really took what we did in medical training. There were clinics, gynecological clinics, where it was just, I mean, 60 patients a day. And so you got a lot of practice. But these were patients coming into the free clinic. And, you know, whether they wanted a student or not, I don't know, you know, exactly what the consent was. We always asked, and they usually gave consent. But maybe they felt they had to because they wanted the free care. So, you know, things have changed a little bit. Some schools, you know, you used to not have women in your class. But as women, you know, slowly start to come into classes, some classes, like I heard some chiropractic schools, they would do the exam on each other. Pick a partner. One of you gets, you know, the breast exam. One of you gets the prostate exam. One of you, and they would do it on each other in class. Nowadays, they don't do that. You know, you might draw blood on each other in class, things like that. But for the most part, they're trying to get away from that. So it's all about the models. What do you have in terms of a medical model? And some of the technology is fascinating. I have seen some of this technology. It is amazing. The problem is, you know, we as humans, we know the difference. And what you learn in a model, no matter how high tech it could be, might not necessarily have that unpredictability of a human. So you could learn how to do a pap smear. You could be like, I got this. You know, you got the labia majora, labia minora, put some posterior pressure. And somebody could jump or say, oh, that's cold. Or that's why I always touch the thigh with the speculum before. So then they know the temperature. They know what they're about to feel. So there's a technique you do. You can't learn that on a model. You know, it really depends on the person. You know, and so... It's better than nothing if these students don't have access to what I had access to. But, you know, to recreate the female anatomy, I'm telling you right now, you know, if somebody said, Dahlia, can we use your body as the barometer, as the template for this 3D? That'd be like, well, no, that I don't even know what we would even call this model. So Elsevier, although I used to call it Elsevier or Elsevier, but I don't think it's pronounced that way. But I remember in school it was like, get your Elsevier, but it's Elsevier, I think. They launched a 3D full female model, most advanced ever. In their press release, they say it is the first time that a female model has been built with this level of detail in its entirety to represent the female. Watch it, I can hear the jokes, all right? No, it doesn't talk. Versus replacing specific areas of the male anatomy with female features. The company, they say, is a known leader in publishing research, analytics. They've been around for decades, even I think before I was born, and which is a long time. And they're using these 3D models to help people learn. They can do the skeletal system, muscles, visually detailed female-specific regions, equally detailed to that of male. If you guys thought the David statue was detailed, you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, they're very detailed. So detailed, I'm like, really? Now, in class, we didn't get that. You know, it was, you almost didn't, you were so nervous because you were with the other students. You're like, okay, that's a penis. Okay, got it. Thank you. Okay, next, you know. Which is another thing, too. I think that is a problem because you learn among your other classmates. And even though we're all very mature about it, there is that anxiety, you know, and that, you know, well, there's other people and you're like, well, I don't want to accidentally touch a person wrong. You know, I had to teach students how to do a pelvic exam, breast exam, but a big concern in this generation is how do I not get accused of assault? You know, so I taught them, if you're going to do a breast exam, don't go up to them like this. You know, use like fingers. You know, go up with your fingers and look like you're going to palpate and, you know, not, there's ways to approach it without having that sense of this is creepy. This is more academic. But, you know, I've worked with many thousands of students, and you have some that really want to learn and they want to learn on people. You have others that say, look, this isn't what I want to do. So if it's somebody where that's not what they want to do, that's not the medicine they're going to go into, I don't think you have to subject, you know, a patient to, you know, and them going through that. I want all students to learn it. But these models might really have a great role with that, especially if there's such a lack of patients who are willing to let a student, you know, do an exam on them. I had declined a student, a nursing student, because when I was giving birth, I was in labor for 5 days, and the nursing student had long nails. And even though she was getting gloves on, I'm like, no, I've been through so much pain, and I'm very good with students. I've had students, you know, in on surgeries of mine. You know, I've really taught students, and I'm very open about things, but when it came to that, I'm like, no. So I get it. I get why many people out there do not want there to be an audience in the room, or they do not want there to be, you know, multiple people. But I got to tell you, you know, for those of you guys that do, and, you know, we have these models, we have books, we have all sorts of things. It really is the human, you know, patience that teaches how to do what we do. And the other thing, too, that teaches us is your guys' criticism. So if a student does an exam and it hurts and you go, oh, no, it was fine, tell them it hurt. That's how they learn. Tell them it was uncomfortable. And it was uncomfortable here. You did a good job, but just so you learn for the next one. Yeah, it might smart a little bit, but these kids will be very grateful for that feedback. So be honest. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.